Well, I've got a story about how researchers have developed a DNA-based memory chip for storing information inside cells. It can be used to record data in a living cell without using silicon chips like we do in computers. This could allow us to track cell divisions, to study cell processes like development, aging, and also the changes that occur in cancer. Now, DNA is directional, which means it points in one direction or the other. And now a team led by Jerome Bonnet at Stanford University have found a way to encode information using enzymes that can flip small pieces of DNA between their normal direction, which acts like a zero, and the opposite direction, which acts like a one, which means that this piece of DNA can store one bit of data. And the process used is reliable enough to write and rewrite information into this little chip again and again. The researchers found that by using an enzyme called integrase, which is borrowed from a type of virus called a bacteriophage that attacks bacteria, they were able to chop out a small section of DNA, flip it over, and stitch it back into the main DNA strand, changing its direction and therefore setting the switch to one rather than zero. Then by applying integrase again, this time along with another enzyme called excisionase, they were able to cut the DNA section out, flip it back to its original orientation, and stitch it back, resetting it to zero. It's also then possible to read data from the memory chips. It's no good being able to program it and not read it, using different coloured proteins. When the DNA is in the zero configuration, the green fluorescent protein, or GFP, gene is switched on, which makes the cell glow green. And when it's in the one configuration, RFP, which makes a red protein, is produced, making the cell glow red. This could be used to show when a cell has undergone a particular number of cell divisions or if a particular gene in the cell has been switched on. The enzymes used are both members of a group called recombinases, and the team have dubbed this data storage system the Recombinase Addressable Data Module, or RAD for short, because it's a bit of a mouthful. Now, the next step for this way of storing data is not to work out how to increase the power up to a terabyte to find a new type of computer, but to get it up to around 8 bits or a byte. And Drew Endy, one of the team working on the RAD system, believes that the real power of it isn't that we can invent new computers with it, is that it can be used where silicon can't, actually inside living cells.
It's almost like a logbook for cells, isn't it? It's effectively you can use it to store data about something that's happened to a set of cells. And as they increase the memory capacity, cells could register all kinds of exposures to different chemicals or different genes turning on or off. You could actually use it to trace and retrace what processes cells go through in order to understand how they work.
Absolutely. And the team also argued that you could use it so that if a cell has undergone a certain number of divisions and is therefore more likely to turn cancerous, it can switch on the trigger for the cell to die so that you don't get any cancerous changes.
Sounds good. Thank you, Sarah.